91X News.
Good afternoon. It's 1 degree and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock, or technically 4 or 9. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Joseph Karen. In the federal news, or the federal budget news, Finance Minister Bill Morneau unveiled a federal budget designed to get Canadians ready for a fast-changing world and potentially protect the Liberals from the forces that brought U.S. President Donald Trump to power. Canadian Press reporter Terry Pedwell has the story.
The budget includes over $5 billion for skills development and nearly $3 billion for innovation over the next 5 years as the government hopes to help Canadians adapt to an ever-changing job market. The Liberals are also spending more on affordable childcare and housing, largely aimed at helping low-income women and people in Indigenous communities. All this, of course, comes at a cost, so Canadians can expect an increase in employment insurance premiums and to see some tax loopholes closed. The deficit is now expected to come in below $22 billion this fiscal year, but rise to $25.5 billion in the coming year, with no word on when the Liberals expect to get back to balance. Terry Pedwell, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Trudeau's government's budget is predicting slightly smaller deficits over the coming years, thanks to higher tax revenues and a stronger Canadian economic outlook. As Pedwell pointed out, though, the budget does not include a timetable to bring the federal books back to balance. Morneau says the government needs to spend more time, more than it's collecting in revenues, to make the economy grow, calling the Liberals' approach reasonable and responsible.
We are focused on making investments, but doing it in a way that's responsible. You will see that there's a path for us to ensure that debt as a function of our economy continues to go down, remembering that our approach is to ensure that we make the kind of investments that allow us to grow our economy so that we can have a continuing improvement in our fiscal situation over time.
Morneau's second budget projects shortfalls of $23 billion for the current fiscal year, $25.5 billion next year, and $24.4 billion in fiscal 2018 and 2019. The deficit forecasts are about $1.5 billion lower each year than what was predicted in the fall. While the budget boasts of plans to help train Canadians and transitioning between jobs and invest in new affordable housing and childcare, Pedwell says that for the average Canadian, it also includes some measures that will hit them in the wallet.
Those traditional so-called sin taxes are going up. It'll cost more for cigarettes and alcohol. But getting around will also cost you more. Taxes will now be charged on ride-sharing such as Uber. The government is also eliminating the non-refundable tax credit for transit passes.
As well, Canadians who have invested in Canada's savings bonds will no longer be able to do so. They are being discontinued effective this year. In local news, staff at Loyalists are working to keep students safe from the dangers of the illicit narcotic fentanyl after a public health warning was issued earlier this month. Reporter Casey Horn has more.
When illicit fentanyl was seized in a drug bust by Quinte West OPP earlier this month, public health agencies and schools immediately began sending out warnings to youth. Fred Paulett, director of student life at Loyalist, says it was important to get the information out as quickly as possible.
We want to get it out Thursday night because Thursday is typically a night where a lot of students go out. We did the flyers, we did the e-blast, got it up on the student government's website, did the posters the next day and throughout the weekend.
Staff are now turning their attention to what can be done if fentanyl overdoses occur on campus. Paulett says part of that is meeting with public health.
We're going to meet with the public health nurse next week to look at a strategy for training our frontline people and looking at protocols as well. I'd like to see about training the residents RAs and other frontline staff that work with students.
Casey Horn, QNET News, Belleville.
In relation to the electoral reform which Justin Trudeau stepped away from, New Democratic MP Nathan Cullen is planning a series of town hall meetings in Liberal ridings across the country in an effort to resurrect the issue of electoral reform. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau backed away in February, as stated, from his election promise to end first-past-the-post voting, saying there was no consensus on a replacement system. Cullen had tabled a petition with 130,000 signatures calling on Trudeau to keep his promise on electoral change. He says he will challenge 20 Liberal MPs to show up at meetings in their ridings to debate the issue. He also says that 20 votes would make all the difference if those MPs were to break with the Prime Minister. The first town hall is scheduled for Saturday in Toronto. On March 26, 2008, 65-year-old Calvin Wallace Vannis of Belleville, Ontario, made plans to meet his family later in the day. This was the final conversation anyone had with him in the past 9 years. A police investigation was started, and during this investigation, information was received that Vannis had been seen on the afternoon of March 26, 2008, driving his vehicle, a 2004 Pontiac Grand Prix, four-door, gray, with red flames on the side in the Belleville area. On April 1st, however, 2008, Vannis' vehicle was located at the car park on Highway 38 in Kingston. Additionally, it was believed that an unknown person may have been operating Vannis' vehicle during that time as well. In April 2010, investigating information led the Belleville Police Service to contact the Ontario Provincial Police, the OPP, and a joint investigation under the Major Case Management System was initiated, led by the OPP Criminal Investigative Branch. The Government of Ontario is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for the murder of Calvin Vannis. Police are asking that if you have any information into the disappearance and the murder of Calvin Vannis, you're asked to call the OPP at 1-888-310-1122. Again, that is 1-888-310-1122. Should you wish to remain anonymous, you may call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. Again, that is 1-800-222-8477, where you may be eligible to receive a cash reward up to $2,000. That's Kuna News on 901X2, 4:15. Sports is next after this commercial break.
Ah, springtime. It's the perfect time to get going on those home renovations you've been dreaming about. If you're looking for inspiration on how to renovate your home or yourself, visit the Sterling Rod and Home Renovation and Lifestyle Show. Friday, April 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. and Saturday, April 22nd, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Sterling Arena. Be one of the first 150 people in the door Saturday and get a special grab bag. And everyone can enter to win $500 in Sterling Rod and Dream Dollars. Admission is just $250. Get into spring with the Sterling Rod and Home Renovation and Lifestyle Show.
Good afternoon. I'm Joseph Karen with QNET Sports. The United States routed Puerto Rico 8-0 to win its first World Baseball Classic in four tries last night behind six hitless innings from the Toronto Blue Jays starter, Marcus Stroman. Stroman says he enjoys the high-level intense games.
I love pitching in these moments. I love the atmosphere. I feel like the bigger the game, the more I'm able to get up, the more effective I am. I truly try to pride myself on being a big game pitcher. This was probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, game I've ever pitched in.
And in International Ice Hockey Federation news, Darren Ramble has been named Canada's head coach for the 2017 International Ice Hockey Federation Under-18 Men's World Hockey Championship next month in Slovakia. Ramble was an assistant coach for Canada at the Under-18 Ivan Hinka Memorial Cup in 2015 and 2016. Canada's coaching staff will be rounded out by assistants Steve Hamilton and Stefan Julien. Rumble's head coaching experience includes two seasons with Americans Hockey League, Norfolk Admirals, and four seasons with the Quebec Major Juniors Hockey League, Moncton Wildcats. His career includes 193 NHL games with Ottawa, Philadelphia, St. Louis, and Tampa Bay, as well as stints in the AHL and IHL. In game news tonight, however, the Toronto Raptors will take a three-game winning streak into tonight's game in Miami. The Raptors are in fourth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference standings, while the Heat are clinging to the eighth place in the final playoff spot. It's one of five games on the hard court this evening. Both Ontario NHL teams are on home ice tonight. Tonight, Toronto plays New Jersey and Ottawa takes on Pittsburgh. The Maple Leafs are 5 points behind the second-place Senators in the Atlantic Division. The Toronto Maple Leafs are as well look for a second win in as many nights as they host the New Jersey Devils. The Leafs are coming in from a 5-2 win over Columbus in last night, over the Blue Jackets, that vaulted Toronto into the third place in the Atlantic Division. The Devils have lost 12 of their 14 games, but are coming off a 3-2 overtime with a win over the New York Rangers. In local sports, tonight the Wellington Dukes take on the Cobourg Cougars in a home game at the new Wellington and District Community Center. Will the Dukes be the hunters or the hunted? Be sure to attend and show your support and find out. Game starts at 7:30 p.m. Be sure to send us your team or league scores at our email, kunanewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today is a high of 2 degrees with sunny and clear skies. Temperatures are expected to drop this evening to -1 with a few clouds rolling in, but it will generally remain clear. At 4:20, it's -1 and mostly sunny. Remember to check out QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Joseph Kerr, and QNET News. News on 91X next at 5. Thanks for listening.